The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Good morning. This is Carol Gordon of Hartmenders International, broadcasting from News Radio 1000 KTOK. My husband Lewis and I founded Hartmenders International, where hearts and lives are changed. We are a generational ministry called to proclaim the message of the healing of hearts, marriages, and families. The crying challenge to keep families whole and healthy is so great today that it calls for a strong, proactive, biblical approach to life. Our Heavenly Father designed marriage and family before the fall, and He knows how to build healthy family relationships now. We have available help from heaven. Lewis and I were married for 46 years. We had almost 22 years in our honeymoon of healing before he moved to heaven in 2002. The Lord continually urged our growth and refining by His Word. We encountered many of the same issues your family may be going through in the unfolding life of our family. We have had marriages that ended in divorce, financial pressures, prison terms, health problems, misunderstandings, reconciliations, and many other challenges. The Lord faithfully brought us through them. We're learning to lean on Him, and He's healed, strengthened, and is maturing us. Early on, He told us to give to others what He taught us. In 19 years of ministry together, Lewis and I saw hundreds of families, thousands of individuals, go up to a new level in their walk with the Lord. With others in my family, we are now in our 19th year of weekly meetings on Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue, where we share and pray for needs. Don't struggle. You can call in for prayer at our office Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. Again, I'm Carol Gordon, and so delighted to have today as my guest, Jackie Ledbetter. I've met Jackie a couple of years ago, and she is such a wonderful woman of God and a wonderful minister in her own right. And also, she is a wife of Dr. Spencer Ledbetter, who's been a guest here before, and the mother of his children, and they pastor here, as well as she is a counselor at Mary Heart Guidance Center. And that's about all I know.
Oh, that's
there's probably other things that you
so
do and that I don't have any idea, because I know you have a very challenging and varied life.
Yes. Thank you so much for that gracious introduction. You're very kind.
Well, I'm just glad that you were available to come on the show this morning, and you were just a delight to have when you came and ministered at my purity conference a couple years back, and then you and Spencer spoke at our marriage seminar last summer, and you have just been such a blessing.
Oh, thank you so much. It is really an honor to be asked to speak today.
Okay.
I'm delighted.
Well, I know that the Lord, in your ministry and in ministering with your husband to a congregation, that you have learned a lot about the importance of the father position in our life.
Absolutely.
And I want to hear what the Lord has shown you and what you can share with our audience.
Well, you know, I feel like my training for what I do now started back as a child. And so often it is the difficult things that we endure that the Lord is preparing us for ministry.
Isn't that true?
And if we can be faithful through times in our lives that seem difficult, it is through that often that is birthed the goals and desires that we have to give to the Lord.
Yes.
And, you know, as we read the scriptures and Abraham, for instance, you're reading alone and God speaks to him, and a couple of chapters again the Lord speaks to him. Sometimes we forget there are scores of years in between those speakings.
Yes.
And we want everything to be snap, snap, snap. And that's part of the problem with this generation. It's the kind of fast food. We want it not only now, but we want it our way.
Yes.
And because of that attitude and approach, so many families are in trouble, because when things get tough and difficult, we tend to bail out. And unfortunately, we tend to often think that that's God's will because he doesn't want us to be unhappy. But I like to think of it as he is the potter, we're the clay. And sometimes when you're making pots, you just slap that clay back and start all over. And sometimes through our brokenness, that's what the Lord is doing with us. He's remolding us and fashioning us to be fitted for his use. And initially, that may not be pleasant. But I do think it is important to remind people of the importance of fathers, because much of what fathers provide is invisible. It is not something that there's a commentary on. And often today on television shows and cartoons, fathers are depicted as being just stupid idiots that are controlled pretty much by their base instincts or impulses. And sometimes we devalue the importance of having a father. One of the things that I've learned that even a father that is marginal offers so much protection and covering for family.
Yes.
For those persons who think they can do it on their own, they are really putting their family at risk. You know, statistically, children who come from homes without fathers are 32 times more likely to run away, 5 times more likely to commit suicide, 2.5 times more likely to become teen parents, 9 times more likely to drop out of school, and the list goes on.
Yes.
Twice as likely to live in poverty, and twice as likely to commit a crime.
Yes.
Fathers offer so much protection, and fathers that are engaging, of course, offer even more.
Yes.
They set their daughters up, for instance, to know how to pick a good mate. They learn that their opinions are valued. They learn how to be feminine. We can often tell our kids what to do, but they follow by example. And the parents who take the approach of do as I say, not as I do, they find out the hard way that that really doesn't work.
No.
That we do follow that pattern.
We certainly
and,
do.
If there is a father in the home, I would encourage parents to go to whatever great lengths you can to keep it that way, because it is a safety net for the whole family. And certainly predators, sexual predators, are they just abound these days. And it's like animals in the wild. It is the young. It is the injured. These are the animals that predators seek out to destroy. And it's the same way with our children. When there's
yes.
not a father present in the home, predators pick up on that. And these kids are targeted before children that have a father where there is accountability.
Yes.
And fathers sometimes are just, women will go to them for, you know, discipline. But one thing that I've noticed about men, they have a sense of discipline without having to exercise it. Even with little children, when a man speaks, children listen.
Yes.
It is something about the command and the authority that God has intrinsically given men that gets the attention. And women can't do that. They tend to fuss and scream sometimes and go through, you know, antics to appear tough, and it just doesn't carry the same weight. We really need our fathers.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And I know my perception is that the enemy has worked overtime to destroy the image of father and to take fathers out so that they can't be there, can't be effective or whatever. Just because of the maybe the wounding in their own childhood.
Right.
And he's been at it for generations.
That's
so
right.
So it's the cumulative effect we are feeling in our culture now
mm-hmm.
of things that have been building for
mm-hmm.
generations. But our Heavenly Father does so desire to fill the gap.
Amen.
Where there hasn't been a father. If you feel like, well, it's too late for me. I didn't have a father. I didn't have a good father. Or I missed so much.
Mm-hmm.
But the Heavenly Father is there to do that.
That's right.
And in fact, the Lord was speaking to me this morning, Jackie. This is so interesting. He said, I want you to start working on the fathering aspects of God.
Mm.
On our Laboratory of the Spirit on Tuesday nights.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be the things that we're working on over the next few weeks and months, is how does Father father us?
Mm-hmm.
And because we need to recognize how he does that.
Yes.
What he teaches, fathers are supposed to teach children at certain levels of their life.
That's right.
And how he does that. Mm-hmm. For us, and how he brings us along and teaches us. I had a friend years ago that was left with two children because of a divorce, and she would say to her children, now, you have misbehaved, you go to your room and you talk to your Heavenly Father about it.
Mm.
And
like
they
that.
Would, and he did. And
like
they would
that.
Come out and have received correction from the Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was just a lovely recognition of the availability of the Heavenly Father's work in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you have, how many children do you have?
I have four children, and they're about all grown.
Uh-huh.
My youngest daughter is in college. She still lives at home, but she's 20 years old. And so we're beginning to enjoy the fruits of our labors.
Yes.
We can kind of come and go as we please, and it's very nice. We had two weddings, and it's really a joy to see your children marry in the Lord and marry well.
Yes,
and so,
that is, and they do better if they've had that good fathering.
Absolutely,
and
I think a lot of fathers underestimate their own importance.
Right.
Often because society hasn't placed an importance there.
Yes.
Many men will abandon their families, not really understanding that they are truly needed.
Amen.
They feel that whether they're there or not, it's not important. And sometimes they just focus on, as long as the children have food and clothing and shelter, then they have done their job as a father, and that is not even the beginning.
Yes.
The emotional part and the spiritual part is so much more important.
Yes.
And of course, we know the
okay.
physical is important.
Right. Well, we're going to a commercial break now. This is Carol Gordon and Jackie Ledbetter. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to HeartMenders International, broadcasting on News Radio 1000 KTOK on your dial. Welcome back to HeartMenders International, coming to you on 1000 KTOK, your news radio station. I'm Carol Gordon, and my guest today is Jackie Ledbetter, and I'm so grateful to have her. We are talking about the importance of fathers in the home. Jackie, you said earlier in that it's what you learned, things that happened in your childhood that direct you into what you're going to be ministering later in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, gather that you had to have some healing in your own childhood.
Oh, yes,
on family
absolutely.
Issues.
You know,
as
I
we
felt,
all do.
I felt like our father was abusive, not so much physically, but emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And was just not a very pleasant person. The kind of person that when he would come home, all the kids would scatter.
Yeah.
You didn't want to be around him because he spoke roughly and rarely had anything to say except for things that were harsh. And I don't think he understood the depth of the influence he had over each of us. And when I look at us today, all of the children, I can see the imprint of my father in each of us in various ways. I have one sister who never married, and I have another sister who married a man just like my dad, and then I have another sister who married someone and that she could control, and I think all of these things were the influence that he had on us.
Yes.
And in my case, I knew I had no idea what to look for, so I just looked for the opposite of him. And I know that sounds terrible, but it worked out for me. And as I became better acquainted with my dad later in his life, I realized that he was most likely the victim of abuse himself.
Yes.
Did not have a father in the home, felt rejected, and had not taken the time to understand that he really did matter. I think in many ways he didn't believe that he mattered. It's like the kids were all huddled around the mom. They loved the mom. And I imagine in ways he felt less desired and may have felt that he was rejected.
Yes.
Sometimes when we have rejection in our lives, we're very quick to presume anything as more rejection.
Yes. And we see people who are acting out of their own woundedness.
Yes, that's right.
And we read them inaccurately often.
That's right.
Because someone who is afraid or shame-filled will often portray, be read as angry.
That's right.
When they're not really. They're
that's
just
right.
hurting. And so it takes the Lord to be able to open our eyes to what we're really seeing in someone that, and we just tend to misjudge people so much because of our own woundings and our own just not knowing any better.
That's right.
We don't see them with the eyes of the Lord. We just see them in the flesh.
And so. Even men, I've taught classes to batterers.
Mm-hmm.
Even those men, they are hurt.
Oh, yes.
And they are acting out of a sense of their own hurt, just as you just explained.
Yes.
And we can find healing from the Lord.
Yes, we can.
He can make us whole.
He
whatever
is.
The history is, through God we can become whole. And then we're able to live out the victory that he has for us to live out.
Yes. And he wants to reach in there and get those deep places and touch them with his healing heart.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
And I know that in your counseling and in your ministry at the church, that you really have a heart to help people to live more successfully. And that's HeartMenders has that same goal.
Yes.
To help people get healed so they can carry out, just as you said, their assignment from the Lord. Each of us has a purpose.
That's right.
And without getting healed, we don't often get to that. So all of us desire whole and healthy relationships.
Right.
And but the answer is responding to the ways of the Lord. HeartMenders has CDs called Foundation Building, which will help you recognize the purpose of your life. We will add to this our book, The Child Heart, and make these available for $25 by mail. You can call 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. We take Visa and MasterCard. You can also call to give a tax-deductible donation. HeartMenders is a faith-based ministry, and our partners join us in our passion to help heal a broken world. Also, you may send prayer requests, donations, or product orders by mail to Post Office Box 516, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008-0516. We also want to invite you to our 14th annual Heart to Heart Couples Retreat for married couples, Friday, February 22nd through about noon on Sunday the 24th. We hold these at Roman Nose Resort near Watonga, Oklahoma. Our theme this year is Under the Covering of His Wing. It's $230 per married couple for two nights lodging and a banquet and a breakfast buffet. There'll be seasoned couples to share their wisdom and the fun they found in a good marriage. So we invite everybody to come that's a married couple and make a great Valentine present for your spouse. And we just had some really wonderful things happen at these retreats over the years. So, Jackie, what is one of the things that you would encourage people to look at if they are not seeing their husband as an adequate father or their own father as someone who was lacking? How can they change the way they see them?
That can happen through seeing the Lord for who He is. Jesus is really all that we need, and we just feel like if we had this or if this person would change that, everything would be better. But the change starts with us recognizing the Lord and submitting to Him. I would encourage anyone out there struggling not to throw in the towel, not to dissolve your marriage, but to go to the feet of Christ and let the Lord deal with you.
Oh, that's so true. It's never in the other person's court. We've always got the ball because we can change us in the way we see and the way we see them in our heart. I know I had to change the way that I saw my husband because I thought he was my problem. Mm-hmm. And I was my problem all along. And once the Lord got me working on that, things changed really quickly.
Well, you know, women have a tremendous influence over men. And often if we will not battle them, but simply use our godly influence, so many things can change. And we're there to help them. And if we take on that attitude of being a helpmeet as opposed to, I think I know how things should be run, things work out so much better.
Oh, yes. And if we just appreciate their good qualities.
Right.
And if we even find one and start appreciating, we'll start to see others.
And they do have good qualities.
Oh, all of them.
And
we wouldn't have married them if they didn't.
You picked this person, and you picked them for reasons.
Right. And I believe the Lord puts it in a wife's heart. That's why women are drawn to a certain man. They see things in him that nobody else sees.
Mm-hmm.
But they tend to lose sight of some of those things after they're married.
Right.
So they need to ask the Lord to help them to see that again.
That's right. That is absolutely right.
Amen. Well, we're winding down here. We're going to be through in just a moment. And I want to speak a blessing over our audience. And pray for them. So if you will listen, dear ones, with your spirit to the word of the Lord for you. From 2 Thessalonians 1, we also always pray for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in Him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear ones, the Lord desires His holy name to be glorified in you, that His presence, His life, would abide bountifully in you continually. I bless you with the revelation of His plan and purpose in and for you, and that when your assignment is complete, you would joyfully hear, "Well done, good and faithful one."
Amen.
I bless you in the name of Jesus, the Messiah of Nazareth. And Jackie, I want to thank you for being on the show with us today. And you have just been such a blessing and opened people's eyes to the value of Father. If we just would begin to value the Lord as Father.
Amen.
And value the fathers in our lives, great things would happen just by our valuing
that
them.
That is so true. Thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. I just appreciate all of our audience being with us this morning on News Radio KTOK 1000. This is Carol Gordon. I trust this program is expanding your vision of the possibilities of healing in your life and relationships. You can have all the promises of help from heaven that you will pursue. Heart Menders International has a free meeting every Tuesday evening at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City. We have products and prayer support available at the meeting or by phone at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. You may also visit our website at www.heartmenders.org. Thank you again for joining us. I'll see you next week. Blessing on you and your week from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.